Blog Talk Radio.
It feels so good to make it this far. And I didn't think I could take it so long. There were days I wanted to quit. I said, surely this is it. But I held on. And I've watched as so-called friends turned and walked away. And it hurt so much I didn't have words to say. But even when my day turns to night and nothing seems just right, Lord, I thank you for my life. For my life, Lord, I thank you for every victory in you I've seen, and all the moments I know, Lord, it was you who kept me. So I thank you for my life. And I've watched you take my family from there to here. And when times were a little rough, God, I know you were near. Thank you, Jesus. And the moments I thought I'd fail, I was reminded of your nails. So I held on. And if I never live to see another day, there's nothing I would change or take away. I've had so many ups that they far outweigh my downs. Lord, I thank you for my life. For my life, Lord, I thank you for every victory in you I've seen. I could have been one of the ones who lost my way. And there were times, Lord, I know I almost went crazy. Oh, but I'm still here, oh, with my life. So, thank you, Jesus, for my life. It may not be all that I'd hoped for, and every dream has not yet been realized, but to see your face one day, God, know it's all gonna be worth it. Yeah, yeah, Lord. So I thank you for, thank you for every mountain, every valley, God, everything that you brought me Jesus for my life.
Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Lord, we thank you. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. We thank you this evening, this morning, this afternoon. I'm mixed up today. Hallelujah. Thank you for tuning in to New Destiny Ministry. My name is Evangelist Phillips, and I will be your host for this afternoon, standing in for the visionary and the founder of the New Destiny Ministry, Evangelist Bernard. Hallelujah. Evangelist Adrian Bernard. Our opening scripture today is found in 2 Corinthians 9, beginning at verse 11. 2 Corinthians 9, beginning at verse 11, it says, "Being enriched in everything to all bountifulness, which causes through us thanksgiving to God for the administration of this service, not only supplieth the want of the saints, but is abundant also by many thanksgivings unto God. Whiles by the experience of this ministration, they glorify God for your profession subjection unto the gospel of Christ, and for your liberal distribution unto them and unto all men, and by their prayer for you, which long after you for the exceeding grace of God in you. Thanks be unto God for all his unspeakable gifts." Praise the Lord, everybody. Hallelujah. Again, thank you for tuning in to the New Destiny Ministry. Hallelujah. I'm going to try something different today. Preferably it'll work. If it doesn't, then God has a ram in the bush. He'll do something else. Amen. So the announcements for today is Monday through Friday. The New Destiny Ministry airs at 1 p.m. Monday through Friday. And I believe Saturday morning starts at 5 a.m. and then Sunday morning at 7 a.m. If I'm wrong, you all know, the ones that visit this program every day, you know what the hours are, you know what the programs are. So charge it to my head and not to my heart. Praise the Lord. Again, my name is Evangelist Sharon Phillips. Also, visit New Destiny Ministry on Facebook. Like them on Facebook. Amen. Follow them. Amen. And then visit the website, New Destiny Ministries 54, excuse me, New Destiny Ministry .com, www.newdestinyministries.com. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I want to thank Sister T for joining us on this afternoon. Praise the Lord. I'm going to play a song and I'll be right back. You. Praise the Lord. We worship you, Lord, because of who you are. Hallelujah. We thank and praise God today again. Hallelujah. We cannot thank him enough, Sister T. Praise the Lord. He's been just that good to us. I wonder if I can do this. I'm going to try. Hold on and bear with me for a minute, please. Let's see. Thank you, Lord. Well, I don't think it's going to work. Hallelujah. But that's all right. Praise God. Evangelist Bernard wanted me to play a pre-recording from May 30th with Minister Prophet Michael Davis, but I don't think it's going to work, Sister T, but I'm gonna keep trying. Let me see if I can do this. No, it's not coming on. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Well, Sister T, it's not working today, so we're going to go a different way. Amen. The devil is a liar. He cannot stop anything from going. I know I can do it, but being that it's such short notice, I can't get it down, but that's okay. Again, this is Sister Sharon Phillips. Hallelujah. Coming to you with the new Destiny Ministry, the founder and visionary is the none other evangelist, Adrian Bernard. Praise the Lord. We're going to go to Daniel this afternoon, Sister T. Daniel chapter 3. Amen. And we're going to talk about Nebuchadnezzar, King Nebuchadnezzar. Hallelujah. What a ruthless man he was until he found out something. Amen. He built that image. Praise the Lord. And he wanted everybody to bow down to that image that heard the sound of the music. Praise the Lord. And I'm going to start at verse 4. Chapter 3 in Daniel, verse 4. And it says, "Then an herald cried aloud, 'To you it is commanded, O people, nations, and languages, that at what time ye hear the sound of the cornet, flute, harp, sackbut, psaltery, dulcinea, and all kinds of music, ye fall down and worship the golden image that Nebuchadnezzar the king hath set up. And whoso falleth not down and worshipeth shall the same hour be cast into the midst of the burning fiery furnace.'" Praise the Lord. "Therefore, at that time, when all the people heard the sound of the cornet, the flute, the harp, the sackbut, the psaltery, and all kinds of music, all the people, the nations, and the languages fell down and worshipped the golden image that Nebuchadnezzar the king had set up. Wherefore, at that time, certain Chaldeans came near and accused the Jews. They spake and said to King Nebuchadnezzar, 'O king, live forever. Thou king hast made a decree that every man that shall hear the sound of the cornet, flute, harp, sackbut, psaltery, and dulcimer, and all kinds of music shall fall down and worship the golden image. And whoso falleth not down and worship, that he should be cast into the midst of a burning fiery furnace. There are certain Jews whom thou hast set over the affairs of the province of Babylon, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. These men, O king, have not regarded thee. They serve not thy gods, nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up.' Then Nebuchadnezzar, in his rage and fury, commanded to bring Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Then they brought these men before the king. Nebuchadnezzar spoke and said unto them, 'Is it true, O Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego? Do not ye serve my gods, nor worship the golden image which I have set up?' Now, if ye be ready, that at what time ye hear the sound of the cornet, the flute, the harp, the sackbut, psaltery, dulcimer, and all kinds of music, ye fall down and worship the image which I have made. Well, but if ye worship not, ye shall be cast the same hour into the midst of a burning fiery furnace. And who is that God that shall deliver you out of my hands? Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered and said to the king, O Nebuchadnezzar, we are not careful to answer thee in this manner. If it be so, our God, whom we serve, is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us out of thine hand, O king. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading, the hearing, and the doers of his wonderful word. Hallelujah. This scripture is just, is to me, is telling us to be faithful. Stay faithful. Hallelujah to God. No matter what opposition comes before you, no matter what people try to tell you or hand to you or what the enemy has put before you, stay faithful. Believe in God. The Bible says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart. And that's what these young men did. They trusted in the Lord, Sister T. They said, and I'm going to paraphrase, they said, even if he doesn't bring us out, we know that he's able. So they stood there, hallelujah, believing in their God, not the God that Nebuchadnezzar served, hallelujah. They believed in the only living God, hallelujah, and stayed there in that furnace. And to make it a little short, when they put the three guys in the furnace because they didn't worship, they turned the fire up higher. Hallelujah. Praise God. And the men that turned the fire up were burnt. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. They were bound in that furnace. Hallelujah. Tied up, in other words, in their coats and their hosen and their hats and their other garments, and were cast into the midst of the burning fire. Praise the Lord. And the king commanded that the fire be exceedingly hot. The flame of the fire showed the men, took up Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and the fire was so hot, everything that touched it burned. And these three men, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, fell down bound in the midst of the burning fire. I'm going to go to verse 24, and it says, then Nebuchadnezzar the king was astonished and rose up in haste and spoke and said unto the counselors, did we not cast three men bound into the midst of the fire? They answered and said unto the king, true, O king. He answered and said, lo, I see four men loose, walking in the midst of the fire, and they have no hurt, and the form of the fourth is like the Son of God. Hallelujah. Sister T, listen at Nebuchadnezzar. He said it's like the Son of God. He knew he put three men in that fire, but he saw four figures, and one of them was like the Son of God. Hallelujah. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego had so much faith. They went in that fire. Allow me to go use my spiritual imagination, and as they were putting them in the fire, I'm sure they were praying as they were putting them in the fire, as they were tying them up, as the flame went up, they were yet praying to a God, your God, my God, the only living God. Hallelujah. Lord, if we had so much faith, we need faith like that. Sister T, no matter what comes before us, no matter what happens, we need that much faith. It brings me to the woman with the issue of blood. She had so much faith. She never saw this man called Jesus. She only heard about him. Hallelujah. And she had faith about what she heard, that all she had to do was touch the hem of his garment, and she would be made whole. Hallelujah. If we had faith like that today, Hallelujah. Those crutches, again, will be thrown away. I remember back in the day when I was a little girl, crutches was on the wall. Wheelchairs were lined up. People were getting healed. But today, hallelujah, there are more sick people in the hospital from the church that are Christians or saints or whatever you want to call them than the people in the world. The people that are holding up the lines in the hospitals are the saints today. Why? Because we do not have that faith that they had back in those days. Hallelujah. This woman was so, she had so much faith. She never saw him. But she had faith that if she touched the hem of his garment, that she would be made whole. And, you know, in that particular scripture is just, to me, if I had a word for you today about that particular scripture with the woman of the issue of blood, my topic would be stay in contact with the power source. Amen. Don't let the power source go. Stay in contact. Keep in contact with the power source. That's just like you having your PG&E bill. And if you don't pay the bill, you're out of contact with the power source, and they're going to turn it off. Amen. And that's the same with your water bill. If you don't pay your water bill, you're out of contact with the power source, and they're going to turn your water off. Amen, Sister T. Praise
Amen.
The Lord.
Amen.
We need that faith. Hallelujah. Because the Lord is the only one that can see us through. Hallelujah. No matter what we're going through, Sister T, the Bible says that your steps are ordered by God. Even if you fall, hallelujah. And I'm paraphrasing, he'll be there to pick you up. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes. Let me get to that scripture. It's in Psalm 37, starting at verse 23. It says, the steps of a good man or woman are ordered by the Lord.
Yes,
and he delighteth in his way. Though he fall. Huh. That's what it says, Sister T. It says, though he fall. It didn't say he might fall or if he fall. It says, though he fall. Because we're going to fall.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The bishops fall. Hallelujah. Though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down. For the Lord upholdeth him in his hand. Hallelujah. Aren't you glad about that? Though you fall, you will not be utterly cast down because your steps were ordered by the Lord. Hallelujah. Some of us don't walk in the steps that the Lord has ordered, but your steps are ordered by the Lord. A lot of these saints are running from God. Hallelujah. Because they're afraid of how God is going to use them. Hallelujah. How people are going to talk about them. Oh, you're just a holy roller.
No,
but you want to know something? Your steps are ordered by the Lord. The steps of a good man. Hallelujah, are ordered by the Lord. Hallelujah. So we thank God for ordering our steps. And I'm going to walk in my steps, Sister T. I know that I'm not the best. I'm not perfect. I make mistakes. I may say the wrong thing. But my steps are ordered by the Lord. Hallelujah. And I always say that I'm David's sister because I repent like David. And it used to be a time when my health was good that I would shout out of my clothes. I remember one day I shouted so hard my skirt fell down. And thank God I had on a clean slip. Amen. Because my skirt fell down. Praise the Lord. And that made me say I must be David's sister. Because David shouted out of his clothes. Amen. Praise the Lord. God is good, and we don't want to be like the other folk in Daniel that when the music played that we bow down to the golden image. And you know what? It doesn't have to be a golden image like Nebuchadnezzar built. Your golden image could be your car. Hallelujah. Your Rolls Royce or your mansion that's on the hill or all the money that you got in your pocket or all them fine clothes that you wear. That's your golden image and you worshiping it. Praise the Lord. We don't want to worship those idol things and material things, hallelujah, because those ones that got all the money and all the fancy stuff and whatsoever, their gifts are here on earth, hallelujah, but our blessing is in heaven, hallelujah. I remember when I used to live in French Camp, California, and we lived in French Camp is a little country part of French Camp, I mean, near Stockton, between Stockton and Lathrop. No buses run through it. You had to have a car, bike, or roller skates. Praise the Lord, to get through that little community. But they were a bunch of rich folk living in that community, and my son befriended a little boy. I think they were about, both of them were seven. My son was seven, and the little boy was seven, and they had a beautiful, beautiful ranch. They had horses, cows, hens, everything. They had everything. And my son used to go over there all the time and play with the little boy. And the little boy said, he told my son, and I can't remember the exact words that the little boy said, but he said that they were rich. They had everything. Because my son went over there, he said, God, you got everything. He said, because we're rich. And he asked my son, he said, are you rich? And my son had to think about it for a minute. Remember, he's only 7 years old. He said, we may not be rich with money, but we're rich in God. And when he came home and told me that, Sister T, I must have shouted hallelujah, because that doesn't come out of a seven-year-old's mouth. Hallelujah. We are rich in the Spirit. We are rich in the Lord. Praise God. So we don't have to worship no golden images. We don't have to worship our homes and our cars and our clothes and all that kind of stuff. We don't want to do that. We want to be like the Hebrew boys. You know, I believe they were teenagers. Hallelujah. And they stepped into that furnace, and I'm sure, without a shadow of a doubt, they were praying. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And when Nebuchadnezzar finally ordered them out of the fiery furnace, there was not a spot of burnt on them nowhere. They didn't even smell like smoke. Ha! Glory to God. Nebuchadnezzar was really amazed by this. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This passage always astonishes me, because it's so wonderful how these men were so true to God, knowing that even if he didn't bring them out the fire, that they knew that he was able. Hallelujah. How many of you know today that even if he doesn't heal your body, you know that he's able? Even if he doesn't do many things for you, hallelujah, if you stay faithful, you know he's able. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm so thankful to God today. I've been sick in my body for a little while, and I'm still ailing. But God, I know he is able. The enemy tries to throw little tickets at me, trying to say that I'm not healed. But even if God don't heal me, I know he's able. Amen, somebody. Praise the Lord. God is so good. He's good like that. Who wouldn't serve a God like that, that's able to heal your body, to make a blind see, hallelujah, to make the lame walk, hallelujah. Who wouldn't serve a God like that? Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm going to take a little break right now, and I'll be right back.
All over this building, let's lift our hands in the presence of the Lord. We're going to worship him. The Bible declares that we are to worship him in the beauty of holiness. I want every hand lifted. If you want to close your eyes, go ahead and close them. But I want you to focus upon Jesus now. For he alone is worthy to be worshipped and worthy to be adored. Can I get an amen on that? Can I get an amen on that? The Bible records in Matthew chapter 2 and verse number 11. It says, when the wise men came to the place where baby Jesus was, it says, when they saw him, they fell down and worshipped him. Everybody say, fell down. They bowed down and they worshipped him. And the scripture says, and then their treasures were opened. And they presented unto him gifts. And therein is a glorious revelation of the Spirit. And it is this, that when you and I will humble ourselves and begin to worship the treasure that is in this earthen vessel, begins to open up. Somebody say yes. And the gifts of the Spirit of God that are within us begin to flow. I believe if we will worship God with our whole heart, our whole spirit and soul, God's presence and power will begin to move in this place. People can be healed and delivered even while we're worshiping and recording. Does anybody believe that with me? I want you to lift up your hands now and begin to lift up your voices. That's right. Just begin to open your own mouth and begin to worship him. Out of your spirit, just begin to bless his holy name. If he's done anything for you, just begin to worship. Just begin to worship. That's right. Begin to worship. Begin to bless his name. Begin to bless his name. Come on and bless his name. Bow down and worship him. Worship him. Oh, worship him. Bow down and worship him. Enter in. Oh, enter in.
Hallelujah. That's what we need to do, is to bow down and worship God. Let me get back to Nebuchadnezzar and verse 28. It says, then Nebuchadnezzar spake and said, blessed be the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who hath sent his angel and delivered his servants. Now listen, who had delivered his servants that trusted, that trusted in him and have changed the king's word and yielded their bodies that they might not serve nor worship any god except their own. Hallelujah. They trusted their God. Hallelujah. The Bible says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Lean not on thine own understanding, but acknowledge him in all thy ways. Hallelujah. And he shall Praise God. He shall direct thy path. And those shalls are loaded. When he says shall, you better believe it. Hallelujah. It's like a 12-gauge shotgun. It'll blow up. Praise the Lord. We trust in our God. We don't lean on our own understanding, because every time we try to fix something that we've done, we make it worse than what it was. So we must be like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and trust God. Hallelujah, because he's going to be there. He said he'll never leave nor forsake us. He will never leave us. He's always there. Look at the pictures that you have of Jesus. I don't care what kind it is, black, white, Hispanic, Chinese, whatever. His arms are open wide. Why? Because he's always welcome you back. Praise the Lord. Help me, Lord. Hallelujah. I remember when I was deep, deep, deep in sin. Hallelujah. On crack, alcohol, pills, you name it, I did it. And until I wanted to accept the Lord into my life, can nobody help me? It has to be me. I have to be a willing vessel. I don't want to go to hell. See, and preachers these days, they don't talk about hell today, but hell is real. And we complain about how hot it is. Those of you that are in the Stockton or the Sacramento area code, you know how hot it is in your area. Now, imagine hell being much, 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 much hotter. I don't want to go to hell. Hallelujah. Praise God. I want to see Jesus face to face. Praise God. I'm going to go to the panel and allow you to give some words on today. I have Sister T, and I have another caller from the 209 area code, and another caller that the number is not revealed. Praise the Lord. But I want to ask Sister T. Hallelujah. How you doing, sis? Sister T?
Oh, I'm blessed. How are you, Evangelist?
I'm blessed and highly favored by God. Hallelujah. In spite of what I'm going through, I'm highly favored.
I know that.
Amen. You have any comments today?
Yes. Thank God that you were talking about Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, because I mean, I see us go through so many different things in our lives, but I always see God bring us through, too. We might not see it, but he always have a plan to bring us through, and so we won't get burned as long as we trust him. And I'm just trusting on the Lord today. In spite of everything that's been happening to me and around me, I still can trust the Lord. I thank God for you being on here today representing the evangelist. Pray my strength in the
Amen.
Lord.
Amen. Amen. You know, things are going to happen. We're not exceptional that things are not going to happen to us. When we get saved, that doesn't mean that we're free from the enemy. Hallelujah, because he tries that much harder to get us. Hallelujah. But if we just keep our eyes on Jesus, remember when Jesus was walking on the water and he beckoned Peter to come, and Peter began to walk on the water. Why? Because he kept his eyes on Jesus. Yes, he did. He kept his eyes on Jesus. And as long as he kept his eyes on Jesus, he didn't sink. But as soon as he felt the water just roaring and he looked down, he got afraid. And I can only imagine when he looked down, what he saw. Maybe he saw the whales and the sharks and all these big fish and whatever else he saw in there. And he got scared and began to sink. Lord, save me. Hallelujah. And the Lord picked him up. That's all we got to do. Lord, save me. Save me, Lord. Help me, Jesus. Hallelujah. In times like these, we need the Lord. All the devastation is going on around the land. All these children that are being killed. Children killing children. Grown folk taking children and killing them. Parents killing their own children. Children killing parents. We need God today. We need to preach the gospel to all nations and let them know that there is a hell. And if you don't accept Jesus Christ in your life today, you will go. It's either heaven or hell, holiness or hell. Only two ways about it. Hallelujah. I'm going to go to the caller with the area code 209-1170. God bless you, caller. Area code 209, your last four numbers is 1170. God bless you. This is Evangelist Phillips standing in for Evangelist Adrian Bernard, who is the host and founder of this program. Well, they hung up. How about this caller here? You don't have a number, but your line is open. God bless you. Thank you for calling in. Hello? Well, amen. They don't want to talk right now. It's just you and me, Sister T, and three other, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Again, my name is Evangelist Sharon Phillips, standing in for Evangelist Adrian Bernard, who is out of town at this moment, taking care of some other business. So I'm standing in. I pray that you have enjoyed today the lesson about being faithful and staying true to God, hallelujah, because that's the only way you're going to see the face of God, hallelujah. There's no other way. The Bible says he is the way, the truth, and the life. No man, no man could see the Father except through him, amen. Praise the Lord. So we want to continue, that's an ongoing thing. Continue praising God. Continue seeking his face. Continue to trust in him. Hallelujah. We don't want to lose faith with God. We don't want the Lord to take his spirit away from us. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I am persuaded, like Paul said, that nothing, no thing, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. We have a caller from the 818 area code 6419. God bless you, caller, and thank you for calling in.
Yes, this is Kenny, caller from California. How you doing?
I'm blessed and highly favored. How are you?
I'm blessed. Just calling in. I guess Evangelist Bernard is not on today.
No, she's out of town today. My name is Evangelist Sharon Phillips.
Sorry.
I'm standing in for today. Praise the Lord.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just calling in, praising God and saying thank you. I actually met her yesterday for the first time, so I didn't know that she wasn't going to be on today. Me and Sister Albertine went down to the church, her cousin church, Singleton, Bishop Singleton.
Right, so, they have a conference down there. They had a conference.
Ma'am.
Yeah.
So that was
praise the Lord. We thank you for calling in, and we have our program today. We were talking about Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, how they were so faithful and trusted in their God that even if he didn't take them out of the fiery furnace, that they knew that he was able. So whatever we go through these days, we know that God is able. Hallelujah. I want to go to Psalm 107, and it says, "Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he hath redeemed from the hand of the enemy." The hands of the enemy has been taken away from you, and you should give thanks unto the Lord. I'm not saying that he won't try to touch you again, because he's going to keep trying. He's going to keep trying. The Bible says he didn't come for the well, folks that are well and running around feeling good. He came to save the sick. And there are a lot of sick, sick souls, lost souls out in this world that we need to let them know that God is able. If he's able to bring me out of drugs and all that other kind of stuff, he's able to do anything, especially me. Hallelujah. I was so deep in my sin, and God was so good and deep to bring me out. I give thanks unto him.
Yes.
Praise
God.
I give thanks unto the Lord. God is good, and he's worthy to be praised. We should praise him with our whole heart, not halfway, all the way, not just when we're feeling good, even when you're sick. Praise him.
Yes.
Hallelujah. You can praise him. Did you know that when you're sick and when you praise him, that he will make you that much well. Hallelujah. I praise him every day I get up. I was telling Sister T that I just had major surgery, and I've been praising God ever since. And the enemy has been trying to throw wrenches in my ailment. I had to go back and forth to the doctor, get tests here, get tests there. I still have to do tests. But I know. Did I say I know?
Thank Jesus.
I know without a shadow of a doubt.
Yes,
that God is able. He's able. He's able. He's healing my body as we speak.
Yes.
Hallelujah. I feel good today. I thank God that you all made a sacrifice and came on the program today. Praise the Lord, because God is good and he's worthy to be praised. We all go through stuff. We all have issues. We all have things that we have to overcome. But God is able.
Yes, he is. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And it might not be your season. You have to wait for your season.
Amen.
The Bible says to everything there is a season. And it's a time and a purpose for everything under the sun.
Yes.
And the things that happen to us, it ain't new. It happened in the Old Testament. It happened in the New Testament. It's going to happen when you die. Huh. It's going to keep on happening until Jesus come back.
Amen.
Amen. So we have to look to the hills from which cometh our help. And our help comes from who? From the Lord, which made heaven and earth. Hallelujah. Does anybody have a prayer request on this afternoon?
Yes, I have a prayer request.
Okay. And this is Sister T?
Sister T, yes.
All right.
I just would like to ask the Lord to continue to give me strength and to continue to cover all three of my children and all the different areas that they're going through, some traumatic things right now, and just to cover my finances and just to give me a closer walk with him.
All right. Praise the Lord. Amen. Sounds like a familiar prayer request. Praise the Lord.
Yeah.
Do you have a request, my sister? I think she said her name was Sister Candy.
Tammy. Yes,
Tammy.
Ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Just praying for
Are you
stress.
On speakerphone, or do you have the program?
No.
Do you have the program on the internet?
No, ma'am. I'm on my home phone.
Okay, because I can hear feedback in the background. I want to be able to hear your request. So give me your request.
Okay. Yes, I'm praying for my business, for prosperity in that, for my family, for my mom, for my daughters, as far as just keeping our health, keeping us strong, keeping our minds straight, keeping my daughters together. You know, they're home from college for the summer and making sure that they are protected. Just want to continue to become closer to God and allow him to direct and order my path.
Amen. But you know, if you trust in the Lord with all thine heart, do you know that scripture in Proverbs?
Yes, ma'am.
You do know? Okay, I want you to read that scripture daily. Read it every day. Every day you wake up, just read the scripture. And that's a very powerful scripture, because we always want to do things our way, but we have to allow the Lord to do it his way. Praise the Lord. And I want to read this passage of scripture in Isaiah. Praise the Lord. I'm going to start at verse 28 in chapter 40, Isaiah 40, starting at verse 28. It says, "Hast thou not known, hast thou not heard, that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary. There is no searching of his understanding. He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might, he increaseth strength. Even the youths shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But this is it. Verse 31 said, but they that wait upon the Lord, they shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall not run and be, they shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. But it says, but they that wait upon the Lord. See, we have to wait on God. We can't go ahead of him. Hallelujah. We have to wait on him, trust him, believe. Hallelujah. I remember before I began to pray, I remember my son was terminated from his job about 5 or 6 years ago, and he had not had a full-time job since. And all I would tell him was, but they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. That's all I told him. I didn't tell him the rest. I just told him that part. Wait on him, I kept telling him. God has something just for you. There's a time and a season for everything. It's not your season, because if he give it to you now, you're not going to know how to act.
Amen.
Hello, hallelujah, somebody. You may be asking something from God, and he doesn't want to give it to you right now. You're not ready for it. Hallelujah. But then when he does give it to you, when he knows you're ready for it, you know how to act. And I told my son that every day. And guess what? I'm so glad you asked me what. After 5 years of not having a job, he kept his apartment. He stayed with food in the house. I don't know how the PG&E and all that other stuff stayed on, but the Lord was right there with him all the time. And he just got a job maybe, 3 weeks ago. And not no penny ante job. He got a job working with the post office. Hallelujah. Why? Yes. Because he waited on God. I don't know how patiently he was, but he waited. And I said that to say this. Wait on God. Wait for your strength. He'll cover your child. Wait for those finances. He'll give it to you. He'll prosper your business if you keep trusting him. He'll trust you. He'll take care of your mother, your sister, your daughters. He'll give them strength. Hallelujah. We have to wait on him. Let God do his thing. Amen, somebody.
Amen.
God has to do his thing. We're always trying to do our thing, but God has to do his thing. But they that wait upon the Lord, wait on him. Your time is coming. Your finances will be filled. I'm praying for finances too, but guess what? I'm waiting on God. I need strength too, but I'm waiting on God. I want the Lord to cover my children too. And guess what? He's doing just that. You
yes,
taught your children.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Lord.
You taught your children the way. The Bible says to train up a child the way they should go, and when they get old, they will not depart from it. Well, let me tell you something. My son told me one time, he said, I can depart. I can leave this house. I said, yeah, you can leave the house, but you can't take away what I put in you, what God gave me to put in you. It's still going to be in you.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And you can keep on doing what you're doing. But what I put in you, can't nobody take it out.
Mm.
Hallelujah.
God.
I can see Evangelist Bernard on the line, and we want her to have some words. Evangelist Bernard, I tried to do what you asked me to, but unfortunately it did not work. So we went another way. We talked about Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, trusting in God, having faith in God. Even if you don't see it happening, you know that God is able. Hallelujah. God is able to do anything. And some folks say he can do anything but fail. But I'm here to correct them folk today. And they can say whatever they want to say. It doesn't matter to me, because I'm going to be me. If God wants to fail, hallelujah, he can do that. Why? Because he's God. And why can he do it? Because we constantly say he can do anything. Amen, somebody.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. He's able to do anything. And if he wants to fail, he can.
Ooh.
That's why he flooded the earth. Now, that's me saying that. The Bible didn't say that. That's me. That's why he flooded the earth, because he failed. He can fail if he wants to. Why? Because he's God. Evangelist Bernard, God bless you, woman of God. Thank you, Jesus. Come on, say something.
Amen, amen. I tell you, God works everything out for the good. We quote that scripture. All things work together for the good. For we forget the latter clause. The latter clause says, for them that love God and are called according to his purpose.
Amen.
Amen. Truly, I thank God for Evangelist Philip standing in the gap. We hadn't really planned, but I had told you all on Thursday, after hearing that wonderful message on whom do men say that I am, and Prophet Michael Davis under the inspiration of the Holy Ghost, and we tried to re-air it today, but it just didn't work. But I thank God for Evangelist Phillips. You know, this was last minute, and I'm running around, and hey, my girlfriend went out leaving me a key, so I wasn't able to access the switchboard. But anyway, I won't even get into that because, again, the Bible says all things work together for the good. And even this week, as we surface, I want you all to stay tuned for the rest of this week. The Lord gave me a topic that the Lord will provision for your vision. And as I tuned in and I heard Evangelist saying, hey, it's not about our thing, but it's about God's thing. Amen. We may have one thing in mind, but God may have something different in mind, because guess what? Evangelist Bernard and Evangelist Phillips didn't know who was going to be on the line to. But God knew it. God, he knew everybody that was going to dial into this broadcast. He knew everybody that was tuning in and listening live. And he knew those that's going to tune in later. So I just thank God for what he's doing. So our subject this week will be, God will make provision for the vision, for your vision. If you have a vision, and God has given you that vision, sometimes it's not always of God. Sometimes we have things in our mind, and we have plans, and we have agendas, and we have things, dreams, that we want to see materialize, that we want to see manifested, not when we get to heaven, but while we're here on this earth. Do anybody know that God will provide? Do anybody know that God will sustain us, and he will give us the desires of our hearts? But we have to seek him. We have to do like Evangelist Phillips said. We have to think about this God thing, not our thing. Amen. So I just thank God for an opportunity to find in. I thank God for the wonderful fellowship that we had. As I said on Friday, coming out here to Los Angeles, I was looking for a miracle. I was looking for God to do something substantial. I was looking for God to fill some of the desires of my heart. And just seeing an opportunity to meet Sister Albertine and Sister Cammy and Sister Donna and her daughter-in-law and grandbaby, and what was so miraculous, you know, God is still working miracles. He's still in the business of saving souls. And so
Amen.
That young man that Sister Albertine and Cammy brought with them yesterday, this young man got up, hallelujah, he got up, and when Dr. Singleton, you all know Dr. Singleton, they got a chance to meet him, but Bishop Singleton is his father, and that's his church. And we were all there for fellowship. And
when this young man came up, Evangelist Phillips, Bishop Singleton began to ask, what do you want? Because he was making a water call, what we call an altar call. But anyway, he had extended invitation for him to come and be baptized. And this young man, when he came up, he said, he didn't know he really wanted. So Bishop Singleton said, well, only you can answer what you want. So he said, well, since you don't know what you want, he said, we're just going to lay hands on you and pray for you. So he went, took his seat. Bishop Singleton prayed for him. And he went and took him his seat. And after he took his seat, Bishop Singleton began to expound on words a little bit better. And then the young man got up. And he got up and he walked to the front and he said, I want to be baptized. Hallelujah. Heaven was rejoicing. We are rejoicing. And guess what? Just him hearing the voice of the Lord, that really right there was a transforming event at the hour. And do you know that I just believe that God was going to have a breakthrough for the young man. And just him having the mind to come with Sister Albert Tammy, he got a double portion. He got a full anointing. So that's what this thing is about, Evangelist Phillips. It's not about us competing against one another. It's not about no popularity, no fame, or no instant celebrity status. It's about souls. It's about if God has invested in you and if God has strengthened you and has given you an opportunity to transform your life, then it's partnering. It is contingent. It is contingent upon us to make some changes and be able to impact somebody else's life. This life is not about us. It's about
Amen.
People. God is investing in people. He's not investing in plans. He's not investing in businesses. He gives us the gifts. He gives us the abilities. He gives us the wisdom to do these things. But we have to do it as unto the Lord, not seeking no glory for ourselves. We got to seek what God would have us to do. So my heart is so full today, and my heart is still rejoicing, Evangelist Phillips, because guess what? We never know when we leave our home. We don't know if it's our last chance. We don't know if this is our last opportunity. I could have woke up this morning, got in this car, and had an accident and been out of here. I could have slept and went on into eternity. So we don't know when it will be our last opportunity. So we could have missed every minute of the day, every hour of the day, every day in the week, every week in the month. We have to make it count. We have to do something that God will be pleased with. And if God is pleased with it, then he'll allow people to be pleased and he'll allow people to sow into your life. Not money. It ain't about money, people. Because God already has told us if our ways please him, he'll give us the desires of our heart. He also said, seek ye first the kingdom of heaven and all of God's righteousness. And he said, these things shall be added unto you. I'm just full. I tell you, about a month ago, my transportation was down, and God blessed me with this vehicle. And I tell you, this is just a little testimony. I was able to drive down here. I fill up my car with $50, and I didn't have to put no more gas in it. I still had gas left in the tank and was still able to do a little running around. So I give God glory. I give him praise. I just thank him. He's been so good to me.
So thank you, Jesus.
Standing in our stead on today, and even though things didn't go the way we planned, God had an ultimate plan, and that's what's being implemented right now, and I don't know how many people are on the line, but I just thank God for all of our listeners. I thank God for our supporters. I thank God for being faithful. God is the faithful and the true witness. It's nobody. Our children, our parents, our siblings, our co-workers, our brothers and sisters that we labor with in the gospel, none of them are faithful and true as God. So I give them all glory on today, Evangelist Phillips. Bless you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We're so glad to hear that everything was going very well in the conference. Hallelujah. We thank God for that young man. And it brings me to the scripture, Hebrews 11, verse 1. Hallelujah. And verse 1 only, it says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Now, that young man had faith, and the faith is the substance. If you don't have the substance, which is the faith, you can't hope for anything. Hallelujah. Come on, somebody. It says, now faith is. Now, I'm going to turn it around and ask you today, is faith now? Hallelujah. Is faith now? And then I'm going to turn it around again. I'm doing a little twist on y'all. Faith is now. But you got to have that faith because that is the substance. What is the substance? The substance is faith because it says now faith is the substance. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So we have to have faith that God can do what he says he's going to do. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they had the faith. They trusted God. They knew that that he would bring them out. And even if he didn't, he was able.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. So whatever we're going through, she said that the topic for this week is, say that topic again, Evangelist.
The topic is the Lord will make provision for your vision.
Now, Sister Tammy, did you hear that, sis?
Yes, ma'am.
You have a vision. You have a vision, and your vision is your business. Hallelujah. So the subject for this week, the topic for this week is the Lord will make provision for your vision.
Oh, glory to God.
Hold on, sis, because he's making provision for your vision.
Amen.
You better say amen.
Amen.
You better praise the Lord like you don't know how because he's
amen.
Making provision. Now, you got to have that faith. You have to have that substance.
Amen.
In order for it to go through.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
Amen.
Amen.
I want you to lift up your eyes unto the hills. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Because God has a provision for your vision. You keep the vision. You don't let nobody take your eyes off the vision. If it ain't God, it ain't right.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Do what God tells you to do in your vision. Don't let nobody walk in there and say, well, sis, I think you should do this. If God didn't say do it, don't you do it. Because God is making provision. Be a Shadrach, be a Abednego, be a Meshach, and trust God. Have faith in him and know that he's going to bring you through with your business.
Amen.
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 Hallelujah. God is good and he's worthy to be praised. Trust him. I dare you to trust him. I dare you to be a Job. Huh? I dare you to be the woman with the issue of blood. I dare you. They have faith. I dare you to be that centennial soldier. I dare you. Have the faith. Have the faith. Praise God. God is good. Hallelujah. We thank and praise God for this time today. Allow me to pray. Hallelujah. I'm going to pray for everybody. Amen. And God is good. Hallelujah. Father God, we thank you. Hallelujah. I didn't even pray the program. I was just trying to get the program the way Evangelist Bernard wanted me to, and I couldn't. I forgot. Lord, forgive me, but I'm praying now. Father God, we thank you for who you are and for what you've done, God. We worship you. We give you praise. We give you honor. We give you glory. I'm not going to ask you for anything, God. I'm going to thank you for everything. Hallelujah. I don't want to ask you for anything. I don't want to beg. I want to thank you for everything that you've already done.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord. Not the big things, the little things that you've done, God.
Yes.
Hallelujah. We can always see the big things, but it's the little things that I thank you for, God. The things that people don't see, that they don't give thanks to you for, God. I thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you for waking us up this morning, allowing us to see a day that we've never seen before and we won't see again. Thank you for the activities of our limbs and breath in our mouth, God. Thank you for allowing us to go here and go. Hallelujah. Thank you for protecting us all night long with no hurt, harm, or danger to come before us. Thank you for keeping all the thieves out of our homes, all the bullets out of our houses. Thank you, God. Thank you for protecting our children, God, our parents, God. Hallelujah. All our family members, all our friends, saved and unsaved. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for the food that you provide us on the table. It may not be the steak and lobster that we want to have, but we thank you for them pork and beans and weenies. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you for whatever you give us, God. Hallelujah. We thank you for being God all by yourself, God. We thank you, God. We thank you, God. You don't need our help. We need your help, God. Thank you for your help, God. Thank you for your grace and your mercy, God. Thank you for strength, God. Thank you for the shoes on our feet. Thank you for the feet to put the shoes in, God. Thank you for the clothes on our backs, God. Thank you. Thank you for those who've joined on the program today, God. You knew who was going to come on. We thank you for them, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you for your word, God. We thank you for trusting in you, God. We thank you for the faith of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, God. We thank you for the substance, God. In the name of Jesus. We thank you, God. We thank you for Peter, God, for showing us how to keep our eyes on you. Glory to God. Thank you, God. Oh, God, we thank you. You're worthy, God. You're good, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You know the prayer requests, God. You've heard them. We thank you for answering the prayers, God. You heard the prayers of the people. You heard what they're asking you for, God. I don't need to repeat them because you heard them, and we thank you for doing it, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you for New Destiny Ministry. We thank you for Evangelist Bernard, God. We thank you for her vision, God. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you for what you have in store for us, even this second, God. In the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you for your precious blood. We thank you for dying on the cross just for us. Just for me. You died on the cross. You shed your blood, God. You paid the price. God, I thank you. I couldn't pay the price. The ransom was too high, so I thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your spirit, God. Thank you for your Holy Spirit, God. Thank you for baptizing me with the precious blood of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You're good. You're worthy. You're awesome. You're wonderful. Hallelujah. I can think of so many things to say, oh, God. But my tongue, I don't have enough tongues to tell you how I feel, to thank you enough. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, we thank you. We give you all the honor and all the glory because you're good, you're good, you're good. You're worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. We worship you, God. We praise you. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. Just worship him for a minute before we go off the air. Just worship the Lord. Hallelujah. Everybody's mic is open. Just give him some worship right now. Don't praise him. Worship him. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, God. Yes, Lord. You had your way today, Lord. We wanted it another way, Lord, but you said no. Have it my way. Your way. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We worship you, God. We love you, Lord. We love you, Lord. We adore you, God. We appreciate you, God. I blow kisses to you, God. Mwah. Mwah. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You're pouring out your spirit, God. Hallelujah. We thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, I thank you for this program on today, oh God. Hallelujah. I'm not a jumping over the pews and screaming and hollering kind of speaker, but I know the word came out, and I thank those who received it in the name of Jesus. Be it Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and trust God. Know he's able to do whatever he says he can do, because he will, in the name of Jesus. We have another caller on the line, and before I close out the line, I want to hear from this caller from the area code 504. Your last four numbers is 9859. If you have any words right now or requests that you want to send up to the Lord, speak it now.
Yes, this is Dawn Bernard.
Hi, Sister Dawn. How you doing?
I'm fine. Who are you?
This is Evangelist Phillips standing in for Evangelist Bernard. She is on the line.
Evangelist Phillips, how are you?
I'm blessed and highly favored, doing wonderful in spite of what the enemy is trying to do. I'm doing wonderful.
Amen.
Amen.
Continue to keep Jarvis lifted up in prayer. I still have a report on him. I know he's still in the hospital. I just didn't say he has a broken leg, but I don't think it's a broken leg because he's been in there since Thursday, and today is Monday. So I don't know what's going on, and I can't get any information. I talked to the chief of police, and they said he's going to call me back, but please be in prayer for Jarvis. Thank you all.
Okay, is that your son?
Yeah.
Is that your son?
Yes, he is.
All right. Well, praise God. God heard you. He know what's going on. He going to work it out. You just wait. We talked about it. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. So you wait on God, and he will give you an answer.
Okay, thank
Hallelujah.
You.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. It may not be the answer you want to hear, but he will give you an answer.
Okay. Well, good.
Amen.
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 God bless you.
Amen. God bless you as well. Evangelist Bernard, do you have any final comments?
Yes, I just want to say to my sister, you know, as she was saying earlier, all things work together for the good to them that love the Lord. And you have been faithful to coming on this broadcast, listening to the word of God. And you cannot, you can't eat and eat this word and hear it every day. And God doesn't increase your faith. And you got to know that every prayer that you pray, God already hears. You don't have to ask God for the same thing over and over and over. God hears us the first time. Many times we say it over and over and ask God for the same thing because we're not confident in when we pray. When you pray, you have to have the confidence and the faith to know that God has heard that prayer He's heard your prayers, and he's already answered So know
Amen.
That the blood of Jesus is covering Jarvis. And my sister, you know, she gets on the line, and sometimes that's all she asks for is Jarvis. You know, you have another, you have a daughter there, you have some grandchildren there, and Jarvis is in the hands of God. He's in the hands of God, and you have to release him. You haven't released him. Once you release Jarvis and merely give him to God, then God is going to take the narration and the fretting from you. Don't fret no more. Don't worry about it. Give him to the Lord.
And Amen.
And put him in no better hands than God's hands. So give
Amen.
Him to God. Give him some release. And I tell you, you're going to see God start moving miraculously in Jarvis's life. Amen. So we're going to be praying with you. I'm on my way now. The key evangelist coming. Remember, the key evangelist coming in your prayer. And pray for Sister Ruby. She's not feeling well. She's not on the line today. Pray for her. And just continue to be an encouragement to one another. Truly, we thank God for the even evangelist Philip. Continue to pray that God will continue to strengthen her physical body also. In Jesus' name, thank you, evangelist Philip. Appreciate you staying in.
Amen.
The
God bless you. Amen. I encourage you all to tune in to the program next week. And the topic is, I hope I'm getting it right, God will make provision for your vision. So if you have a vision, God is already making provision for your vision.
Amen.
So hold on. Wait, hold fast, hold out, hold on, and hold together, because God will not fail you. He's not through with you yet. So God bless your heart, your bones, and all your parts. In Jesus' wonderful name is my prayer for each and every one of you. Thank you for tuning in to New Destiny Ministry. My name is Evangelist Sharon Phillips, sounding off. God bless you. Have a Jesus day.